Justify comes roaring home to a raucous Belmont Park with one furlong to run. Gronkowski and Hopberg trying to run him down. Vito Rosso is fourth, a 16th to go. Justify is still there. Justify from Gronkowski. He's just perfect, and now he's just immortal. Justify is the 13th Triple Crown winner. Gronkowski was second, Hopberg was third, and Vito Rosso was fourth. Justify has done it.
Well, that was impressive. A lot of stuff to talk about from the weekend and a lot of stuff to talk about from today. So let's do this. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model, has returned. Zhong Li, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. And of course, you can text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you wish to see our not so beautiful faces, we're on the live stream. You can go to ESPN975.com and click on the live stream and watch us. Welcome back, Mr. Hoffman.
Thank you, sir. Good to be back. Who's filling in for me today?
No one's filling in for you today.
You want me to work the whole 3 hours?
Yeah, sorry.
All right, I'll give him my best shot.
Well, we want to welcome...
What's going on here, Brandon?
Brandon's in here adjusting cameras.
We got thrown off frame? Okay.
Yeah.
How do I look on this camera?
It was Joel and Barry that did it.
I actually think it was me that did it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was stomping around this place because someone moved my headphones. I was gone for a week, so I'm not totally surprised that someone moved my headphones, but it still pisses me off.
All right.
But
fair enough.
Tyler found them, so it's crisis averted. But it was I was on the warpath for about 3 minutes.
Yeah, it looked like it was about to get interesting here at the beginning of the show, but a lot going on here.
We'll rewrite the first segment, because the whole first segment was going to be me bitching, but now it's okay.
I thought you were leaving him in Fred's office.
I did for a little while, but then it's so far to his office. And then
it's almost 50 feet. Whoa.
Like what kept happening was when I'd come in here to do the show, I wouldn't have headphones because I'd forget to get them out of Fred's office. And then I'm running down the hall to Fred's office and it's a whole thing.
It's less of a thing than having to look all over here for him though.
It's true. I just need junk that the studio down there at the very end. No one uses it now, right?
Not during the week.
Let's turn that into my office.
Okay.
Tell Mr. Gao that his big star needs an office.
So Fred Fowler needs an office.
Fred has one. The other one. The other big star.
John Granato?
No. John Granato's he's never here. So
Lance needs another office.
John Granato's office is over at Wildcat.
Right.
Yeah. That guy's on the golf course.
The people who actually come in here and do work sometimes need an office. That's me.
Well, we have some things to report.
What are we reporting?
First off, we're going to start with the fact
that you're pregnant.
No, I just looked that way. We're going to start off with the welcoming in our Sports Map 94.1 listeners.
Yes,
as we are simulcasting now all 3 hours. It used to be just a 6 o'clock hour. So, if wherever you are in the city, it's a Houston signal. So if you're in Houston and you're not picking up 97.5, that well, just switch over to 94.1. Whichever one sounds better. We're happy to have you on either station. So I want to hear from some 94.1 people, too. We welcome you in. Steven asking, why does the live stream camera look like it's on a boat swaying back and forth?
That's because it was.
Brandon was adjusting it. That's why. Once again, another strong ratings book for ESPN 97.5 and, more importantly, us.
Yeah, us. Who cares about everybody else?
Yeah, that's
no,
true.
Actually, that's not true. The station was number one overall, again, amongst the sports stations in town. But the real news is this is not one, not two, not three, not four, 5 months in a row, Fred, that the Blitz has been the number one show in the city. We are the champions. We are the greatest. Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand why anyone else is even trying.
Well,
I mean, I know some of them are trying to stop trying. They're like switching around lineups, like deck chairs on the Titanic. But
when I saw the numbers, and if you add up the two AM stations, they still don't beat us.
No, nope.
Combined. So, this is one of those things where ratings are kind of they're not a real gauge of listenership, and I said that when the ratings weren't great, and I've said it when the ratings are good. But 5 months in a row is a pretty damn good trend. And I want to take a second to thank the Blitzers, because we don't have our faces on the side of trucks running around town or on billboards or anything like that. And we pick up listeners because you guys tell your friends about us, and that's always how we've gotten listeners. Is like, hey, have you heard these guys? And without that, there's no way we are where we are. But it also, now that we're on two signals, I think it's going to be really interesting to see where the show goes from here. But I'm pretty excited about it. I'm excited that we continue that people continue to like the show and keep telling their friends about us. So keep doing that. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
We are going to do something for the listeners. I have an idea that I'm going to pass by the powers that be around here. But I want to do something for the listeners, so thank them for sticking with us, and for getting more of their friends to listen, because it's not a fluke when you do it 5 months in a row, and that's a credit to you guys, and
that's really
right. Appreciate you.
Well, it's also a credit to us.
Well, yeah, but it's funny though. It's like each month we do it, I want to work harder and harder so that we stay there. It's like I'm even thinking about not going to Canada this year because I don't want to miss that much time.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking. Like, oh, God, now.
Because you just did a week.
Now if we lose in June, I'm going to be like, ah.
Damn it.
Yeah, but you know what? Maybe that'll increase my value around here.
Maybe.
Yeah. Let's go with that.
That's a fun, good way to look at it. So speaking of trips, how was yours?
It was good. It was nice to be sort of disconnected. My Facebook was off for a week.
Nice.
I just turned it back on, and there were 200 plus notifications, which is like the worst. I'm ignoring all of them. That's just it's the only way I can handle it. So I'm just pretending like nothing ever happened while I was gone. That week of my life was just, it didn't happen. And then I came back here and my kid had a baseball tournament this weekend, and trying to get back into the normal routine of things today. I went to the gym after drinking about 4 cases of beer on the river, and
yeah, I was wondering. I was wondering what your final total was going to be.
Didn't go great, so yeah. But I'm alive. I'm alive, Fred. Well, good times. How was your trip?
It was okay. It was and I didn't enjoy the comedy festival because it was basically an extremely liberal bunch of political comedy, and I like more storytelling comedy. Now, Jim Jeffries was great. I freaking love that guy, and I saw him twice, and it was a different act both times. But most of the other big names were just not very good, and but the wife enjoyed it. It was her birthday present, so I did do a wine tour, which is very unlike me.
Oh, look at you, fancy!
In a 1975 VW bus.
Oh,
yeah, it was a little bit scary going through the mountains in that thing. Because it felt like it was going to fall apart, but it was kind of a cool hipster thing to do, and
okay,
and we brought back a bunch of wine, which I'm not a big wine guy, but
did
I learned
you bring back any beer.
I did not bring back any beer, but I did drink quite a bit while I was out there. Well, I found a bar that had the that Anderson Valley Wild Turkey Bourbon Stout on tap, so that was pretty much my go-to for the trip.
All right,
but it was good, but I was glad to get back, and we had some interesting shows last week while you were gone. We had the boss in here.
How did that go?
That actually went really well because Craig Gass joined us for 2 segments. As you know,
that's the day he came in.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so great. Yeah.
But you know what? It was interesting because Carla had looked up a bunch of stuff about him that I know we've talked about before, but that I'd kind of forgotten about because we have Craig on so many times now. And so she was able to ask some really cool questions, and he hit it off with them. It went real well. I really liked that show. And then Jermaine and Holly filled in the next day. They did very well. And, of course, Zhongli on Friday. So
How did John do?
John did great.
That was a disaster.
Oh, stop. Stop. He did great. It's, yeah, that's the easiest show for me to do is John, because he already knows everything. But the only problem is he's so busy, he still has his other job stuff to do. But no, it was good, but glad to have you back. It's a great day to have you back since this is our first day on both stations. And
well, of course, and they needed me here.
And ratings day.
That's right. That's so. My favorite day of the month these days.
Yeah, Julian says, I love you to death, Fred, but if you want to keep this trend going, don't stamp your face on a billboard. That's
true.
That is true, but I would point out that the other people in the city who have their face on a billboard don't look anything like that picture.
That's true. We've talked about the old place where we worked, where there was a morning show of two people, and I don't want to throw any names out there, but one of the people was made to look the same size as the other person, even though person A was significantly bigger than person B, and they just pretended like that wasn't the case.
Yeah,
it's misrepresentation. I don't like it.
Yeah, but that's what you have to do. If they're going to put us on a billboard, then, yeah, they're going to have to get some, let's just say, older photos.
Yeah. How's that? Oh, AJ had hair? Wow.
Somebody asked, does that mean your ratings are divided if you're on two stations? Actually,
They're combined now.
So we get credit for both. And our 97.5 ratings, I'm sure, will dip a little bit, but those will just pick up on 94.1. And hopefully we'll pick up some more people.
Well, and we have a little bit of a lead to play with right now.
That's right.
Yeah, but my hope is that we're going to reach some people who, frankly, just haven't been able to get to the show. And hopefully we'll build that up over the next few months as well and just continue to keep doing what we're doing. But, you know, welcome in the new listeners. And for everybody who keeps, everybody who keeps telling their friends about us, that's the big thing. We're going to take a quick break. There's sports to talk about. We'll get to that. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Risky Business says, glad you guys are on 94.1 now, too. Much better signal for me and Katie.
Good.
Says, need you guys out at No Label Brewery sometime. I'm really thrilled about Katie. That's
Katie and Sugarland.
Yeah, those are big areas, and we know we have a lot of Blitzers out there. And now you can check us out on 94.1. Marcus says it's sound quality is much better for him. So yeah, just play around, go back and forth, and see which one works better for you. I think they're both really good signals. It's just really cool to have this now. I mean, I think we've worked a long time to get to this point.
So, yeah,
I'm excited to see what's going to happen from here. And of course, the bench is doing they're simulcasting their 2 hours now, and Charlie Polillo simulcasting 2 hours, and then you get 1 hour of Joel and Barry.
Look at that!
And yeah, so you got the top three shows in the city with us, the bench, and then Joel and Barry. So congratulations to those other guys for doing great, but not beating us.
Right? Yeah, we don't want any of them to beat us.
No, can't have that. 713-780 ESPN. Man, I had a bad experience today. I'm doing some work at home on the website, sportsmap.com. Check it out. Lots of good stuff. Quick plug.
Were you surprised that I wrote for Sportsmap?
I was, but I figured you were back in town by then.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, you did a good job on that.
I was like, all right, AJ, don't be lazy. I knew if I didn't do it, you wouldn't have been upset.
No, because I knew you were on vacation. But
right.
But it was a cool thing to have a UFC preview because it was an interesting card, which I want to
it was.
including your buddy Mike Jackson.
Oh, boy.
But
Michael come on our show this week, too. He said it was coming to the studio.
Oh, good. That'll be fun. Yeah, that'd be great. But, so I'm working on it, and I get one of those little alerts in my email, your Wells Fargo account has reached $0. And I'm like, what?
I get that every week. What are you talking about?
Well, I keep a pretty good cushion in that account,
right?
Because that's my private account that I use for beer and whiskey and stuff like that. And I was like, man, I knew I went out and drank last night, but I don't think I'd spent that much. In fact, I think my friend picked up the tab at the last place we were at. So I look at it. Somebody has gotten my freaking card number and ordered like $4,000 worth of stuff. So I've been dealing with Wells Fargo all day, disputing charges and stuff. And now I'm not going to have I got to get a new card, which means all the stuff that you have set up to auto pay, you've got to redo now, like my gym and everything. It's just a pain in the butt. But it's easy. It's amazing how easily people can get your number and then just buy stuff. So, but it's all going to be fine,
I hope. Yeah.
713-780-ESPN. All right, do you want to talk about the fights first? Do we want to get into Jong open the show with Justify, which I have a few thoughts on? But where do you want to go, man?
I don't know.
You've been gone, so let's. Yeah, we've got the finals. We can wrap that up because that's over. And
yeah, there wasn't much to say about it. I remember watching game one, thinking. And as I watched the rest of that series, really, you think back to that game one, and it's just the most pivotal moment. Should the Warriors have lost that game, suddenly the Cavs feel like they're vulnerable. You know, you see that LeBron can have these games where he just wins it, whether anybody else participates or not. And I think that. That took a lot. That losing that game took a lot out of him mentally, emotionally, and it took a lot out of him physically. And I think, and from what I heard, at least if you believe Brian Windhorst, he went and punched the blackboard after the game and busted up his hand, and he was never right again for the rest of the series. But it was every game I was like, man, I wonder how this series would have gone had the Cavs won just that one game. With the whole, because it feels like the whole tone of the series changed at that very moment. Like the Cavs said, you know, people don't think we can compete with this team. Watch this. And then I don't want to say it was snatched away from them. They snatched it away from themselves and like threw it in the trash can and lit it on fire. But like that whole game was basically, look, we're good. We're good enough. We're good enough to play with you guys. And when they lost that game, I feel like the whole tone of the series changed. LeBron's attitude changed. And you know what? He had some games, you know, games two, games three, like where guys like Kevin Love actually played really well in the finals.
Yeah.
The problem was LeBron went from game one, where he was phenomenal, best player in the world, LeBron, to being really, I mean, still the best player on the floor, but not otherworldly. Like he had to be. And you knew the only chance for the Cavs to win that series, I sat here and said it, and is LeBron has to just be out of his mind and just will them to a victory. And after game one, I just don't think he had it in him to do it.
The one thing I kind of took away from it is, boy, what the Rockets did was pretty incredible to send that series to seven games against those guys.
Yeah.
In retrospect, because nobody else was able to compete with them. And you're right. I think game one, if it goes the other way, then I don't think they win the series, but I think, I think it's a more interesting series. And I think maybe they win another game if they win that first one. But you know, that kind of set the tone. When they didn't get that, it was almost like, man, we just fired our best shot. And 713-780-ESPN is your number. If you wish to get in. And, of course, it's so funny how protective people are of Michael Jordan.
Oh, yes.
My gosh, people. I mean, yeah, and I think you can make a pretty good case for either guy. It just depends on what you want to pull out, what stats you want to pull out, and what, you know.
And I did a little bit of trolling after the game because everyone immediately started crapping on LeBron because he didn't play his best game in game four. And you know, I think. It was pretty obvious that he knew what was the writing was on the wall, and there were people giving him grief for getting out of the game with 4 minutes left when they were down by like, what was it, 20 something points. It's like, dude, this guy's played more minutes than anyone. He's worked harder than anybody. He's not going out of that game unless he knows when a game's over, and that game was over. But Yeah, the instant reaction from Twitter to LeBron was, see, this guy's a joke. He's overrated. So I decided to go a little bit the other way and just, you know, bang the drum for him a little bit and talk about where Jordan was after his 15th season. Like LeBron, yeah. LeBron was the best player in the world and just played in the NBA Finals. Jordan, after 15 seasons, was like 12 games under 500, finishing up his last season in the NBA with the Wizards. So, I understand is not apples to apples, but I was just so frustrated with people crapping on LeBron after that I had to do something to even it out.
And it's just, that's the society we live in now. People were waiting for that sweep just so they could start tearing into him. And yeah, and I think there are a lot of reasons that if you want to be critical of the guy, I think there's some things you can be critical of, but this whole, that argument's over. No, it's not, because he's not done yet.
Yeah.
And
he's still going. And yeah. He's still obviously playing at a pretty high level.
Yeah. Somebody asked, does Sean still have a show? Yeah, they're on. You can get them on SBNation.com or the SB Nation app. So, or you can watch them on BN Sports on TV.
That's right.
That's really
television. They're big stars.
Yeah. Yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Cap City said, I have two friends whose card were hit the same way, and his was hit last week. It's crazy right now.
Hold on. What happened? I'm
talking about the cards. There's a whole bunch of people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. 956 says, are you sure it wasn't drunk Fred who bought everything? They say men make
it. Yeah. Hey, I've seen Fred throw his credit card down on tabs that I think sober Fred would have been like, well, let's divvy this up a little here. Yeah. So that's always a possibility.
No, it wasn't in this case. But 832 says, protecting of Jordan, a lot more media bleeping LeBron. I don't know what media you're reading, but I've seen very few people that have defended LeBron, and I've seen a lot of people who are just, oh, well, this just proves. I mean, maybe that's what I picked out because I just got sick of reading it.
Maybe so.
But all right. Yeah, you know what? I did have a little bit to drink last night. You know what I forgot to do? I forgot to take my Thrive.
It's because you're getting old.
Yeah, you know, because I'm old and I forget things.
That's right.
And guess what? I felt it this morning. I had to get up. We posted like seven things to SportsMap, and I'm sitting there going, oh, man, I totally forgot to take my Thrive Plus. And it shows when you don't take it. Yeah. You're not going to feel great, and nobody likes to do that. And I know a lot of people like to drink on Sundays, right? And you want to be able to get up Monday morning, go to work, and be close to 100%. Well, and that's why I use Thrive Plus, and I won't make that mistake again. It's a vitamin you take whenever you drink alcohol. Three capsules. That simple. You take three capsules after your last alcoholic beverage or before you go to bed. And if you do that, then basically you're spending $3 to feel much, much better the next day. It reduces alcohol's negative effects by giving your liver what it needs to process alcohol and its toxic byproducts. And there's a science behind it. They were on Shark Tank. The founder's a Princeton graduate. They've got five PhDs. So I'd like to think they're smarts. And believe me, the product works because I've been using it now for several weeks, and it is great. And when I forgot to use it, I noticed the difference. Believe me, if you don't feel at least 50% better the next day, they're going to give you your money back. So it's one drink, five drinks, whatever, three Thrive Plus capsules afterwards. That simple. And they're based in Houston. So if you order before 4 p.m. any day, you're going to get the product on your doorstep the next day. Very simple. To order Thrive Plus, go to decidethrive.com. That's decidethrive.com. They're even on Amazon. So if you want to order that way, simply search Thrive Plus on Amazon. I don't drink without Thrive Plus, and neither should you. DecideThrive.com.
Speculation. Come on, get yourself together. Speculation. Become me out at midnight. Situation. I am the CIA.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Two stations, bigger than ever, better than ever. squeeze in a couple of quick phone calls. Chuck, get to lead it off today. What's going on, Chuck?
What's up, guys? Glad to have you back, AJ. Last week, sir, was pretty tough, man. Anyways, I just want to talk about LeBron, man. He's right there with Jordan, in my opinion. And all those naysayers that say he couldn't do anything, they got swept. I think that's a bunch of baloney. He's right there, and I hope he comes to Houston next year. That's all I got. Thanks, guys.
All right. Yeah, I guess that's a whole different conversation where LeBron's going to end up going. But the craziest thing to me is, and I understand if you still think Jordan's the best ever. I don't think it's a stupid argument by any means. I don't think it's a stupid argument, though, if you think LeBron is the best ever. What's stupid is when people are like, why are you talking about LeBron and not? He's not even better than Kobe. Well, okay. Now you're getting to where, like, dude, wake up. Wake up and see what's going on here. This is not – this dude is carrying teams. Carrying teams as far as he can. And I just thought the disrespect was a little much. But, yeah, I'm interested to see where he ends up. It makes for a very interesting offseason.
Yeah, we talked about this with RJ a little bit last week because the Rockets at the time were the favorite to get him. And now, I'll be honest, I don't see the – unless he just wants to be in Los Angeles, I don't really see the Lakers being a great fit. Yeah, it's not the same organization. And people keep acting like, oh, well, it's the Lakers. It's like, no, since Dr. Jerry died, they're a joke. And plus you got that idiot father running around there. You want to deal with that? So I don't know that one's makes a ton of sense to me. So, I mean, you just look at it from a, you know, what makes sense standpoint. Yeah, the Rockets are going to have to clear a bunch of cap room, but there's ways they can do it. And, you know, I don't pretend to know a whole ton about the cap. So I trust other people on it and they've all told me what needs to happen and that it can happen. So I'd love to see it. It'd be fun, but we're a long way from that. And I'm pretty sure it's going to come up every single day on every single show.
Yep.
One more finals call. LaVon. What's up?
Hey, sports.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Hey, I think the worst part about the whole final situation is that JaVale McGee and Swaggy P are now NBA champions. This kind of goes to show you how, you know, getting in the right situations could turn your whole perspective. They showed Swaggy P coming off the plane with his shirt off like he did something, so doing his best J.R. Smith impression.
Yeah, listen, there's always guys. There's a guy on every team who you're like, oh, I wish that guy didn't get a ring, you know? Yeah. But that's the game.
There's pretty much a guy on every team you wish was dead. 713-780-ESPN. All right, so I think we can put a wrap on the finals now. Let's talk about those fights Saturday night.
Oh, one more thing on the finals.
Okay.
Did you disagree with the MVP? I thought Steph Curry was a pretty clear MVP. He was the best player on the Warriors in three out of the four games.
Yeah, I didn't get worked up about it at the time, but because I don't really pay attention to who wins MVP.
Yeah.
But then when I read that the next day, I'm like, well, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I thought that was really John. What do you think?
Yeah, I thought. I mean, the Warriors go basically when Steph Curry catches on fire. So
I thought that was I felt bad for him. I mean, listen, the guy's got a pretty good life. He's won, you know, three out of four NBA championships. Zero finals MVPs, though, because Iguodala won one the first year, and then Kevin Durant's won the last two.
Yeah.
You know what I think did it? Was that three in game three.
Yeah.
But by Kevin Durant.
In game three, listen, game three was Steph Curry's bad game. He was bad in game three.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But he was great in games one, two, and four. And honestly, game one, they should have got run out of the building, but Steph Curry was on fire, and the Cavs could never pull away from him because of Steph Curry. I just think that was a bit of an oversight, in my opinion.
And Jay Sager says, tell me you've been seeing the videos of all the Caps with the cup. Good thing Ovi is Russian because his liver is pushing limits. Those dudes are still partying, and even their coach, I saw an interview with him, and he was clearly still drunk. So good for them, man. They're having fun with it. That's what you want to see. And hey, you weren't here when I was talking about it last week, but I was rooting for the Knights. But God, it was so much fun to see the real joy on Ovechkin's face when they actually won the damn thing.
Yeah,
I mean, he's just a hard guy to dislike, And that, you know, good for them enjoying the hell out of themselves. They earned it. 713-780-ESPN. Let's do one more. Is that Darian? Is that what the name is?
Hey, what's up, guys? I know we're going to open up with a UFC fight here soon. So I just wanted an opinion on Romero and Whitaker. So that was the second fight. First fight, you know, you got Whitaker without a leg. Second fight, Whitaker breaks his hand. He beats Romero again. Romero is a dude who, you know, people are already worried about. Is he cheating? You know, do we need to get his audit in there a little harder? And then, you know, at the end of the fight, Joe Rogan says, what about the rubber match?
Yeah, that pissed me off,
sorry,
too.
Sorry, Joe, but rubber matches are for people who are tied up. And at this point, Romero hasn't beat him yet. I say, get Romero out of there. The dude's done. He's not going to beat him. We need to get Gastelum in there or Weidman.
Here's my opinion on that. And this is coming from someone who bet money on Robert Whittaker to win that fight. I thought Yoel Romero pretty clearly won that fight. I thought he won round 3, 4, and 5. And honestly, rounds 3 or 5 could have easily been 10-8 rounds. I mean, he beat his ass through the end of that fight. So I'm with you on Romero about, you know, always wondering if he's a cheater. And I hated it when he fought Tim Kennedy and he milked. I guess it was sort of cheating, more milking the rules where he just didn't get off his stool. They were like, all right, seconds out. And he just kept sitting there. And they were like, well, what are we going to do? Stop a fight because this guy won't stand up. And then he missed weight again, which is frustrating, but I'll watch those two guys fight again and again and again. That's the best fight I've seen in 2018. I mean, that was an incredible fight to watch because, I mean, the first two rounds looked like Whitaker was just going to sort of pick him apart, and it looked like Romero was basically resting. He was like, he decided that he was going to conserve as much energy as possible for the last three rounds. And the last three rounds, he beat Robert Whittaker's ass, in my opinion. So I disagree with the call. I want to see that fight again. I know it's not a rubber match, but you got two split decision wins. I mean, these were two really razor thin close fights. I don't mind watching it again.
What'd you think of the rest of the card?
I thought, God, the rest of the card really wasn't. It wasn't all that great, honestly. I'm so tired of watching heavyweights fight. Like, it's just so slow and boring to me. You know, and I thought it was good that Arlovsky hung in there with that dude, but it's just not a fun fight, really. CM Punk is so bad. I mean, he's so bad. And everybody's like, don't hate on him. That guy could still fight on, like, a regional MMA circuit. And I hate to break this to you. Mike Jackson is a regional-level MMA fighter. Like, that's the kind of guy, if you fight regionally, that's the guy, that's who you see. That's your first fight is against a guy like Mike Jackson, an 0-1 guy who, you know, he's got a pretty specific skill set. And, you know, he's not a complete martial artist. He's good at some things, not good at others. That's what you see on the regional level. And he didn't even look like he belonged in the cage with CM Punk. I mean, CM Punk was so far behind him. And he's 39 years old.
Yeah.
Like, CM Punk's not getting better. He doesn't look much better after 4 years or 3 years, whatever it's been since the last time he got his ass beat. And it's so different. I was actually surprised at how unathletic CM Punk is. Like, I always think of pro wrestlers as, whatever you think of them, they're usually pretty athletic dudes because they're usually really big guys who move around well for how big they are. CM Punk isn't that. I don't know how. I mean, I never saw him as a wrestler. I don't know what kind of wrestler he was, but the guy's not fast. He's not big. I don't know what he is.
He didn't do a lot of running. He did a lot of grappling and kicking and punching. So.
Well, the dude's a tough guy, and I respect anybody who goes in there and fights. And he took every punch that got landed on him. He didn't quit, and I respect it. But that guy, he's not an MMA fighter. He's just not. And if he just loves doing it because that's fun to him, that's cool. I'm not saying he should just quit fighting if he loves doing it, but he should quit fighting on television for sure because it's a little bit sad.
No, well, I'm sure.
But somebody will pay him.
Somebody will. All right, guys. I have to tell you about a new male wellness clinic in Houston, Eros Medical Group. And let me tell you, I know if you're having any kind of problems performing Or maybe you're just not where you were. Listen, I'm an old man. You know, sometimes it's not the same when you get older. But it could be a lot of other problems could be causing it. It could be stress. It could be all sorts of things. And guys at Aeros, let me tell you, they take a personal interest in every one of their patients. And I feel like I'm doing, like when I'm going in there, that I'm around friends because they all know what you're going through. Dr. Ike's terrific. Shane has had it done. So he knows exactly what it is that's going to help you. And they have all kinds of options for you. And their regenerative medicine does such a great job making you feel better and perform better. And they're also, man, they're all about guys and trying to, you know, give us the kind of life we want to have. And I can't say enough good things about this place. The cool thing is they're going to have their man cave open by the end of the week. And Thursday night, they're going to start having poker nights for guys who go there. So if you've got questions, the best thing is they'll talk to you. You get a free consultation. They're going to give you all kinds of options. And, you know, because we're all different and some guys need more than others. Well, that's what they're there for. They're going to be able to help you. Give them a call, 713-263-3767. 713-263-3767. If you just want to ask a question, set up your free consultation, hear what they have to say, because this is a really cool program. And I didn't really think that I needed to have anything done, but it's made such a difference. And I'm feeling so much better and so much more active now. So go and check them out. You can also find them online at erosmedicalgroup.com, 713-263-3767. That's 713-263-EROS. Eros Medical, awaken your inner Greek God.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hey, guys, if you have not checked out SportsMap, there's lots of good stuff on there today. Here's your list of things. Jermaine has a video on LeBron joining the Rockets and why it would work.
Of course he thinks it would work.
Of course he thinks it would work, yeah. Charlie Palillo has a video on how A.J. Hinch won Sunday's game for the Astros by spotting the balk. We've got...
How's that work? Did they, like, go to the monitor and review, or...
I didn't actually see it. What I heard was they just talked about it and then said, oh, yeah.
That's what I saw. And it seems like if one of them thought it was a balk, shouldn't they have called it a balk at the moment?
Yeah.
That's really weird. And I almost got kicked out of a game on Saturday.
Oh, really?
Yes. It would have been my first ejection.
What'd you do?
I've already got a reputation. People think I'm sexist. I don't need that in my life. But there was a lady umpire at the game. So I'll just ask you. You understand the rules of baseball pretty well. There's a runner on second base.
Okay.
Batter's got a full count.
All right.
Runner goes, the pitch hits the batter. So the runner was going, and he ends up, like, he doesn't realize that the ball has hit the batter.
Yeah.
Because the ball hit the batter and then rolled to the backstop.
Okay.
So he runs and slides across home plate, thinking he just scored a run. Of course, the umpire at home plate finally says, dead ball, batter got hit. Where's that runner supposed to go to?
Back to second.
That seems like the 150-year-old rules of baseball would tell you something like that.
Yeah, dead ball, can't advance.
Okay, this is the argument she gave me on why she sent him back to third.
Oh God,
he was stealing the base and was definitely going to make it. I said, listen. I'm not trying to show you up here. I wasn't yelling. I said, this isn't a judgment call. This is a rules of baseball call. I don't care if that's Ricky Henderson. He goes back to second base. Like, that's the rules. She left him on third base.
Yeah, I would have gotten kicked out.
Yeah. I mean, it was mind-blowing.
You'd be nice at first, and then you're like, you know, then you're Googling stuff on your phone to show her what the rule
is. Even our manager is like the most level-headed dude ever in base. And sometimes I don't yell at umpires because I know it'll upset him because he's just like it'll all even out in the end guy.
Yeah.
This you couldn't even out. And even he went out and like argued with her, but she wasn't having it. She just believed that kid was, he got such a good jump that he should be awarded third base. And I mean, it drove me crazy. And that was like one of 15 bad calls she made in the game. And that was just like the tipping point.
Was it because she was a woman?
No, absolutely not. I mean, okay.
Just checking.
Women can be umpires in baseball games. It's possible. But she was an idiot. An idiot.
Male or female, she was an idiot.
This woman, yeah. The home plate umpire, he wasn't a whole lot better. He couldn't keep up with the count. It like balls were strikes were balls. Our pitcher and their pitcher were, they came up to us and was like, my pitcher, he says he's throwing strikes and they're calling them balls. He's throwing balls, they're calling them strikes. He doesn't know what the strike zone is. I was like, I don't think the umpire knows what the strike zone is. I think he's just up there like making stuff up as he goes. It was the worst.
Wow. Oh, well, just to finish up all the great stuff on Sports Map today.
Sorry.
Yeah, Jermaine on the Rockets, Pelolo on Hinch winning the game yesterday. We have a story that first appeared on Culture Map about Brian Ching's new bar down in my area, his soccer bar.
Okay.
Patrick Creighton on why LeBron to Houston makes the most sense. Joel Blank on another side of that. Would James Harden be able to embrace being the second fiddle to LeBron James, which I think is a fair question. And then our buddy Jose went out to Travis Scott's Cactus Jack block party and got some Cactus Jacks. And we've got LeBron from Paul Muth, who's one of our contributors, on time for him to move on from Cleveland. Our Astros wrap up for the week. And we also have our buddy AD made the semifinals in San Antonio in his race this weekend. That was in our NHRA report. So
there you go.
Yeah, so lots of good stuff. Plenty of things for you to check out. There'll be some great stuff coming tomorrow from Raheel and Jermaine. I did not write a column today. I took today off from column writing. I was going to write about Justify, but I just don't think. I want to get to this because I don't know. I think something you said a couple years ago when American Pharoah won turned out to be pretty prophetic in that. Yeah, but we'll talk about that when we get to the top. Let's squeeze in one more call real quick. Aaron, what's up?
Hey, guys.
Hello. Sports.
Hey, good to have you guys both back.
Good to be back.
I just wanted to you guys had great guys on when you were in Wondow when you guys were off, but Jong needs a shame bell for himself for the time that he went ahead and went with Patrick Creighton for the solo show.
Oh, did that not go well?
It was rough to get through. Of him arguing with himself over bullpen use on, you know, the beginning of June.
I got to tell you. Next time you would say what? Oh, did you hang up on him, Jong? Jong got rid of that guy. He's criticizing Jong. Jong's like Trump. If you say something bad, he's blocking you.
Yeah, Jong's walking around holding up the number one sign.
That's right.
It's like, yeah.
I will say this. Anytime I hear that a one-man show is coming in to fill in for us, I always worry. Because, like, this show's a lot of work. And it's a lot of work for me, and it's a lot of work from you. And then sometimes at the end of the show, we're like, God, that was exhausting.
Yeah.
I can't imagine doing this by yourself. Especially, you know, if it's not one of us who kind of knows how the show is run. It was just, that would be my recommendation, John, is always have somebody else in there.
I love Patrick, but I also told him, man, I was getting so many texts Monday while I was on a drunk wine tour at that point. And I'm getting texts from people like, what the hell?
Thank God thank God no one has my phone number, but also that.
yours was probably completely off then. But it's just a different style, and I think it plays well with the night crowd. So he does a good job on that. Late hits with Patrick Creighton tonight at 7. It's just for this show you kind of need. And honestly, it's it's not easy for somebody to fill in even when it's a two-man show. There's a reason that I had a couple days with two people, because there is a lot of work to it to try to keep the show relevant and interesting. And, you know, yeah, sometimes it takes two people to replace AJ.
Dustin says, did she also give that dude a trophy since she gave him third base? Nice. No, she didn't. So we finished second in that tournament. And in the last game, we were horrible. Like, we had two hits in the whole game. Wow. None of our kids played well. Our third baseman threw a ball over the fence. I mean, it was a disaster. The problem is, when you finish second in these tournaments, you line up on the field at the end of the championship game and you get second place rings. It was the worst. And I tried to tell all the parents on our team, don't come out here and take pictures, because they were all lined up. They want to come take pictures because that's what you do when you win.
Right.
And I was like, don't come out here and take pictures. I don't want this to feel like a celebration.
Yeah, you don't want to reward them for second.
That's what I said. So we've got 14 kids on our team. The tournament director had 13 rings. Guess whose kid didn't take home a ring? Mine. That one. He said he didn't want one anyway.
Well, there you go.
That was a proud dad moment.
Good for you.
That's right. He didn't want a second place trophy. Get out of here with that.
My proud dad moment was Thursday night. We went to our favorite bar for steak night, and Jermaine and Holly and some friends of mine all met there, and my daughter was with me. And guess who's old enough to be a designated driver now?
Your daughter?
Yes.
Good for you.
Yeah. So
you've made it.
Yeah. And
I can't wait till one of my kids has a license. Oh my God.
Because she's actually, yeah, my son scares the hell out of me when he drives, but she's actually a pretty good driver. And I'd had a few drinks, but you know, not enough where I couldn't drive. But I'm like, you know what? Let's try this out. It's like, oh, this is going to work out real well.
Yeah. I didn't graduate high school in this area. I went to elementary school, I told you, in Sweeney.
Yeah.
Down in Brazoria County. And my buddy convinced me to go to the 20-year class reunion.
Oh, wow.
Which was in Lake Jackson. And I was like, this is a horrible idea. I'm not going to know anybody. Well, long story short, it was a good time. It was fine. And, you know, met a couple, I guess, reintroduced myself to a couple of people. And it was fine. And I got to hang out with my buddy. So I was not in the position to drive home from Lake Jackson, though. It was one of those kind of nights.
Yeah, I think everyone listening understands.
And I didn't, like, I would have had to take 50 Thrive Pluses to get through this. So my cousin's husband is a state trooper. And he was like, hey, if you need a ride, I got a couple teenage boys here who can come pick you up and your truck and bring you to my house. You can crash out here and then get up and go in the morning. So I took that up.
That's pretty cool.
How awesome is that? He's just like, yeah, I got kids here. They'll come pick you up. Pick your truck up and bring you back here.
This I'm telling you,
it's like a drunk delivery service.
This is a game changer for me now that she's old enough to drive.
Oh yes,
and she loves driving my car too. So it's like, this is perfect. So, yeah. What'd you do? Drink too much Carbach? Was that it?
No, it was not a beer night.
Okay.
I wish I could transition properly.
All right, I was trying to set you up there.
I felt what you were doing. And by the way, Eric's going to be in here today.
Awesome.
And hopefully we'll have a couple beers with us to get today, but. Yeah, that was a wild turkey kind of night.
Ooh.
Until the bar ran out of wild turkey, and then
it's probably your fault that it
then
ran
it became
out.
A Jim Beam kind of night. But it was also like I woke up and I was like, oh, I feel so miserable. I got on my cousins kept me. I got done with the party at midnight. Then my cousins kept me up until 3:30 in the morning drinking wine, drinking mead, and then I had to wake up at 7 to go. Get back to baseball. So I get up at 7. I feel horrible. I've just slept 3.5 hours on a couch after a night of binge drinking. I got on the road, made it about 10 miles down the road, pulled over to the side, opened my driver's side door, puked, and I felt like a brand new man. Like, I didn't feel hungover at all. I felt great for the whole rest of the day.
It's amazing how often that you can do that. You just puke and you're
better. It was the best. Yeah. It was the best. Now,
how do you transition?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
You don't puke with this.
Three, two, one. Speaking of something totally unrelated, I got to tell you guys about Carbach. If you haven't been out to their restaurant, it's out of this world. They're open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. You get the brewery and dining experience all in one. They've got fantastic food. I'm not talking bar food. I'm talking world-class cuisine paired with a Carbach brew. They've got every Monday night, that's tonight, at 6 p.m. That's 59 minutes from now. They've got bingo in the beer garden. Take your dog out there and, you know, go play some bingo, get some food from the restaurant, and you got a chance to win some tickets. How about that? Some tickets to a local sporting event. How about that? If you're not into bingo, on Wednesday they do the Love Street Blues series every Wednesday night from 6 to 9. There's free live music. You go out there, you listen to some free live music, buy a couple beers, have yourself a good time. They've got all the new brews out there. The Weekday Warrior Session IPA, the Blood Orange Rattler, Tasty Wave, Summer Ale, Mango Hop Delusion, all available right now, both in stores and at the restaurant. Carbach was my best friend when I was on the river. It was Weekend Warrior and Hopadillo almost the whole time I was out there. And I say almost because it eventually ran out. But almost the whole time, that's what was going on. These guys do it the right way. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Pick up your favorite Carbach beer today or tell your bartender to please make it a Carbach.